Are you thinking about getting into Dungeons & Dragons? Maybe you're looking to expand your horizons as a DM or a player. If that's the case, then it's time for you to check out The Dungeon Cast, the best D&D podcast out there that helps you passively learn all about the game just by listening. Join co-hosts Will and Brian as they break down the lore of a rich multiverse 50 years in the making in a lighthearted and beginner-friendly way. They cover everything from character creation options to tips for dungeon masters. There's something for everyone, no matter how long you've been playing TTRPGs. Find The Dungeon Cast anywhere you get podcasts or on YouTube.
Welcome to All Things Internet. This is a show where we talk about things we see on the internet that usually have to do with the internet, and Emily tries to fact check and research about 93% of the time. I took you down a peg this episode.
It's fine.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to today. I am one of your hosts, Rachel Ballinger, and this is the other host.
I came in too soon.
Wow.
Wow.
So, already starting off real strong, Em.
11:45 my time at night.
I'm sorry. It's 8:45 a.m. my time on Sunday. Saturday still.
We're both struggling.
I'm just waking up. But don't you dare. You don't fall asleep till like 4 a.m. every day. So this is mid-afternoon to you.
Well, here's the thing. I didn't fall asleep until 4 last night. And then I was up at 8:30 this morning. And then I forgot to take my meds until like 3 p.m. this afternoon. So
you're up.
I'm up. Just my brain is not quite functioning yet.
Got it.
Yeah.
Got it. Yet? Is it going to at any point today?
It's going to hit me right as like
tomorrow.
No, right as my head hits the pillow tonight, my brain's going to be like, That was my brain using 100% of it.
No, what you were doing, scanning your head with your hand.
Yeah.
All right. Well, are you ready for today?
I'm ready for today. If you're watching, I apologize for my appearance. It's been a long day, but this is what you get.
I don't apologize for mine. I know I just woke up, but I'm still gorgeous.
Smash.
Smash.
Thank you. I needed that. All right. Are we good?
I'm ready. And begin.
You always are like, all right, what's our news for today? I wait for my little cue.
Oh, sorry. Emily, hit us with the news.
Thank you. All right. So to start off, I need to make sure my camera's in focus to start off. Britney Spears got married on Thursday.
Yes, I'll take it from here.
So get into it. Go. I'm so excited.
Did you see who was at the wedding? It was Paris Hilton, Madonna, Selena Gomez. I was like, I love this.
Drew Barrymore, Donatella, yes. Versace. It was so random. Like, how do you go from Drew Barrymore to Donatella Versace to Madonna to Selena Gomez?
Well, her and Madonna have I don't know where Selena Gomez came from, but yeah. Madonna and her used to work together back in the day. They kissed on stage at one point, didn't they?
Oh, right. I forgot. I had scrubbed that from my memory. Wow. Okay.
I mentioned that to Abby the other day, and she was like, oh, yeah, I watched that. Yeah.
Yeah.
So anyway. But then I sent you to look into the fact that her ex-husband crashed the wedding. And then I was like, she had an ex-husband? I forgot she was married for a day.
55 hours, to be exact.
She was married for 55 hours.
55 hours.
And what was that, in 2004?
In 2004. Yeah. So if we want to give a little backstory, you know? Obviously, am I glitching or is it just in my headphones?
That is just in your headphones.
Okay. All right. So obviously while she was in the conservatorship, she did not have the right to get married. And so finally after she... Right?
She wasn't a human being.
No, she wasn't allowed to get pregnant.
She was not a free citizen.
No, she was not. So now that she was finally able to get married, she tied the knot to her fiance, Sam. They got married in Thousand Oaks in their home in California. I didn't realize they had been together since 2016. I feel like I only noticed they were together like 3 years ago, but apparently they've been together since 2016.
I didn't know that. I didn't know when they got together at all.
I thought it was so recent, but apparently not. And then, yeah, they got engaged back in September. So with any good Hollywood affair, of course, there was some drama on the big day.
Has to be.
So Britney Spears' ex-husband, Jason Alexander, crashed the wedding venue, so aka her house, before the ceremony even started. So Britney and Jason were married for 55 hours in 2004. And when he broke into her home, he live streamed the entire thing.
What?
Okie dokie.
This dude wanted another 5 minutes of fame.
Yeah, that had to be it, because like, why else would you incriminate yourself? Like, why would you just do this in the first place? Like, there has to be either something bigger going on mentally, or like you just needed your 5 minutes of fame.
I'm guessing both.
Yeah. So he trespassed on Britney's property, and he was walking around the second floor of her home, and even captured footage of the coordinators like setting up the ceremony like arch with all the flowers. And in the live
terrible security she had.
Okay. Yeah. That was the first thing I thought, is like, who was watching the grounds? Like, how easy is it for someone? One, you know, she lives in a gated community. So like, who let him in there? And then also, like, you know, she had guards like all around her property just to keep the freaking press out. How do you let a whole man slip by? Okay. But yeah, in his live stream, Alexander can be heard asking for Britney and threatening to crash her wedding. And he was eventually restrained by security outside of the property and taken into custody. And it hasn't been officially confirmed. But there are rumors that he was taken to a mental facility. To get an evaluation. I've heard two things. I've heard he went straight to jail and he's waiting there to like, it's not the trial. What's it called?
Arraignment.
Yeah. Like for an arraignment. And then the second report I read said he was removed to a mental facility. So this is all allegedly. I mean, he definitely got taken away custody, but
we don't know what happened to him after that.
Yeah, as of right now, when we're filming, we're not quite sure. And then in further drama, again, it hasn't been officially confirmed, but it seems allegedly like Britney did not invite her parents or her sister, because none of them were in attendance. So it was unclear whether she invited them and they just didn't come. We all know she didn't invite them.
In my personal opinion, I highly doubt she invited them.
No, of course she didn't. Yeah. And then Britney Spears' sons were also not in attendance. And Britney's ex, Kevin, the boy's father, gave a statement saying, while the boys would not be in attendance, they are happy for Britney and wish her and Sam all the best going forward. And a source told Entertainment Tonight after the wedding that Sean and Jaden were the ones to make the call, alleging that they preferred not to go over concerns that the festivities might be too overwhelming. But she did invite them, and I guess according to a source, I don't know what that means, but a source, the boys just didn't want to go. So that was a little sad.
Yeah. But I'm sure they don't want to be in the eye of the public anymore. Yeah. This is me just making things up right now. Here, this is just in my brain. I doubt they want, like, what they've been through, what their entire lives.
Yeah.
I don't think they, maybe when they're older and they can, like, maybe they can handle a little bit more, but I think that I don't blame them for not wanting to go. I think they don't. I haven't seen pictures of them in forever.
Mm-mm. Yeah.
And so I just don't think they want to do that. And I support that.
Yeah. I'm glad they let the boys make their own decision.
That's what happened.
If that's what happened. Yeah. We're just alleging. So yes, Paris Hilton, Drew Barrymore, Selena Gomez, Will.i.am, and Donatella Versace, who designed her wedding dress, and Madonna were all in attendance. She had three changes of outfit for the reception and had a Cinderella-esque type, like decorated carriage with a horse all dressed up in gold, bring her into her wedding, which I thought was very Britney and very cute.
It looked like she was happy and got everything she had wanted.
Oh yeah, she looked very happy. That was exciting. Okay, and did you have anything else you wanted to say about that?
No, that's it.
Okay. All right. So there's a new outbreak of monkeypox that's spreading through the U.S., Canada, and Europe right now.
What the is virus monkeypox?
It's just monkeypox, people. It's just monkeypox.
Wait.
I thought you said it's just monkeypox. Did you say what is monkeypox?
Yeah, I said what is monkeypox?
I thought I was
Why
like,
are we putting out monkeypox? It's just monkeypox. Relax.
It's just monkeypox?
What in the world is monkeypox?
Okay, so monkeypox, I did some research on it. It's not a new disease. It was first discovered in monkeys used for scientific research in 1958. And the first
Oh, because we were torturing monkeys, they developed a disease. And now we have it. Great.
Joy and I were talking about this earlier. We could not figure out from the phrasing whether that meant they captured these monkeys from the wild and they were doing experiments on them and discovered that they had this, or if this was a lab made, like they got it on accident in a lab.
I'm going to assume it's lab made because people.
That's what I like to assume too. Humans. It just makes it more dramatic.
It does. Like, oh my God, we created this virus.
Right. Oh my God. Yeah. I know. I was like, I kind of.
We can't stop.
We can't stop. Right. So, yeah, it was first observed in humans in 1970. And the symptoms typically include fever, headaches, muscle aches, back aches, swollen lymph nodes, chills, and exhaustion. So your basic cold symptoms, your basic flu symptoms, your basic COVID symptoms. At this point, how do we tell the difference? I'm not sure, besides taking a test. But the virus is not as contagious or easy to spread as COVID. And there's already two vaccines for it. So
do you think... How long have the vaccines been out?
That's a good question that I do not have the answer for.
I want to know if people are going to protest that vaccine too.
I'm assuming the way that the article was talking about it, I'm assuming that you get the vaccine, like if you're super at risk and like your area is at risk, or it kind of seemed like you got it when you had it, but it didn't. Wouldn't that be like a cure, not a vaccine?
You're asking the wrong person. I don't know.
Yeah, it's too late and it's too early for this. If you're curious on that, Google it. All right. Anyway.
I've never heard of monkey pods. Pox? Pods. Monkey pox.
You got
monkey
it.
Pod is a restaurant in Hawaii.
No. Monkey pod. So random.
Is that it for that? We're just all good. There's just another thing destroying us?
Yeah. I mean, okay. It's not like in the article it said, like, if you're super, super immunocompromised or if you're super young or super old, then like you need to be a little cautious. You need to be cautious, not a little. You need to be cautious and watch out for this. But they just said kind of the common person is pretty much fine.
All right. Wait, before we move on to news, I'm going to check to see if we have a sponsor for today. Sponsor.
Hey there. Ever wonder what happens to all those amazing screenplays that never make it to the big screen? Wonder no more. Welcome to Table Read Podcast, where we bring those undiscovered gems to life. Picture this. Talented actors giving incredible performances with the occasional laugh or blooper thrown in, produced by award-winning pros. From drama to comedy, TV pilots to feature films, there's something for everyone. And guess what? We release new episodes every week, so don't forget to hit that subscribe button. Table Read Podcast, where great stories finally get their chance to shine.
All right, continue.
Okay, so then Justin Bieber has been diagnosed with a viral infection that paralyzed half of his face.
Dude, this dude goes through a lot of medical things.
Well, I think it was his wife last time.
Doesn't he have like Lyme disease too?
That sounds vaguely familiar.
I think I'm right.
Tell us in the comments. Because I'm not going to Google it. But it does sound familiar, though. And then Haley just had that, like, stroke back.
Yeah, what's going on?
Like, 2 months ago?
In the Bieber household.
Celebrities are stressed and
Bieber
sick.
Fever. Let's go.
That was good.
Thank you.
That was good. not that we're being insensitive.
No, not at all. I watched the video of him explaining it, and it looks... like I would be traumatized.
Oh yeah. So the viral infection paralyzed half of his face, and he announced on Instagram on Friday that because of the infection that he'll have to cancel a bunch of his shows until he can gain movement back on the right side of his face. And he said, as you can probably see from my face, I have this syndrome called Ramsey-Hunt syndrome. As you can see, this eye is not blinking. I can't smile on this side of my face. This nostril will not move. So there's full paralysis on this side of my face. And he like, I mean, you watched it. He tried to like gesture and show the camera. And it was like very clear that there was something big going on. And then he went on to say, for those of you who are frustrated by my cancellations for the next shows, I'm just physically
screw
obviously.
You.
Right. I'm what? Not. But you know, there's going to be people that's going to be mad.
Like, I know he's happy, but he could have at least like done a meet and greet. Like,
right,
I'm sure.
Right.
I'm sure that's what people like. It's I'm sure he's gotten hate for it.
Oh, yeah, of course. So he says like he's physically not able to do them. And then he also said that he's been doing facial exercises and working with a team to try and regain movement, but that it's obviously going to take time to recover. You can't rush a disease. You can't rush an infection. Like, you know, he just has to kind of wait it out. And he said, I wish this wasn't the case, but obviously my body is telling me I have to slow down. I hope you guys can understand. I'm using this time to just relax and rest and get back to 100%.
That sucks.
Yep. In super happy gay, queer, LGBT, love is love news.
Oh, happy moment. What are they? A positive moment.
Wait, let me make sure I don't have another sad one. Hold on. We're not to the happy moments yet. Oh, but this is a mid-break happy moment. We'll sprinkle it in.
Oh, Rebel Wilson.
She just announced on Instagram on Thursday that she's officially in a relationship with a woman. Happy Pride. She introduced her fans to her new girlfriend, Ramona Agruma. And Ramona is a fashion and jewelry designer in LA. And Rebel posted the caption, I thought I was searching for a Disney prince, but maybe what I really needed all this time was a Disney princess. Hashtag love is love.
Aww.
That's so cute. I would have never suspected with her because her character in like the shows and the movies are always like so boy crazy. And I understand you're not who you play.
Yeah.
But like that's just how I've perceived her because, you know, that's what they always make her character is this like boy crazy woman. And so
I don't think
that was the last person I expected.
I don't think I'll be shocked by anyone coming out. I'll be like, yeah, no matter who it is. I'm like, yeah.
Everyone's a little gay.
Yeah. Gay.
Everyone, yeah.
I mean, I welcome all, but I'll never be you like, meh, but I'm like, oh, yeah. Makes
right.
sense. Everyone makes sense. Everyone's a little gay.
I just get so excited when it happens. I'm like, yay, another one.
We got another.
I like building our army. Yeah. Yes. The downside to this is apparently, and like I just read this story.
There's a downside to Rebel Wilson being gay?
Not to her being gay, but to the whole story.
Oh.
And it's one, unfortunately, that has happened over and over again, especially with celebrities. I just read this story 2 hours ago. So it's just developing. We're still trying to get the facts. So as of 2 hours ago, this is what we know, that there was a newspaper from Australia, an Australian newspaper that found out about her relationship. And so they like emailed her or got in contact with her like publicist. Somehow they reached out to her and basically said, we're publishing this story. If you don't want us outing you, you have 24 hours to do it yourself first. And this is hitting
the
press.
That is terrible. And I have seen, there was a YouTuber.
Yep.
Who
it was Nikki.
Oh yeah.
Nikki Tutorials. She got blackmailed into coming out too.
That is so terrible.
Like, it's disgusting.
A journalist doing like, yo, you're not breaking news or outing something terrible or like whatever. You're not like, you know, you're just being a bully.
You're literally outing someone.
You're outing someone. That is like
you're forcing. Yeah.
Ah.
Let people come out on their own time. Like, this is such a tricky, it's like such an amazing and like beautiful moment when you do it. And so for someone to force you into a time frame to do it is just despicable.
Yes.
Like, this is supposed to be one of the happiest moments of your life. It's like finally embracing your like true self and your true sexuality and like allowing other people to accept this about you and to learn this about you. And
it's
and to,
super
like,
vulnerable.
Almost,
it's super yes. vulnerable.
You're like starting your new life.
Yeah.
Like this is, you know, it's not how it should be. I wish there was a world where people didn't have to come out and didn't have to announce and like, you know, whatever. But unfortunately, that's what we're in.
Yeah.
And like, this is supposed to be a beautiful freaking moment. And like, this is supposed to be your moment on your terms and your time. And so for a tabloid to reach out and be like, hey, better announce it before we do is just, yeah, that made me so sad.
Ugh.
Mm-hmm. I actually have a quote from them. Well, and like, why would you admit this? As the newspaper, why would you admit that you did this?
I don't know. To be like, we're good at investigations. We get the scoop on things before anyone else.
Okay, cool. They said, let's see. Okay, they said, it was an abundance, so this is their direct quote. It was an abundance of caution and respect that this media outlet emailed Rebel Wilson's representatives on Thursday morning.
Respect?
On June 10th.
I'm sorry, they're going to use the word respect in there?
Mm-hmm.
Out of respect for someone, before we ruin their lives, we're going to give them a chance to let everyone know first. Like, out of abundance of caution and respect, we're going to let you know mm-hmm. that we're going to let you know that we're giant pieces of crap before we do this.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yep.
What?
Yep. They said we're giving her... they said they reached out on Thursday morning, giving her 2 days to comment on her new relationship with another woman, LA leisure wear designer Ramona Agruma, before publishing a single word.
They're trying to make themselves seem like heroes here.
Right.
They're trying to make themselves seem like massive heroes. And all they're doing is... I'm flustered. I'm speechless. And like, mm-hmm. how in the world can they mm-hmm. think that they're good people in this scenario?
Mm-hmm.
I want them all fired.
Yeah. And again, there may be more to this story because this was just on one. I think it was. Hold on, I actually might still have the link. It was on E Online, so E Tonight. That was the only like news source that had this reported so far at the time of us filming. So by the time that this podcast is released, there may be more info and more updates and more stories, and like the story could possibly change. But for right now, I'm big mad about
this. I'm real mad about this.
I'm sad.
That's really sad.
Like heartbroken for her.
And I just can't get over the fact that they think they're good people in this scenario.
Right. Out of an abundance of respect. Okie dokie.
What?
Next time I like really am like want to be mean to someone or like say something nasty, out of an abundance of respect for you.
I hate you.
Right.
Out of an abundance of respect. I think you're the worst person I've ever met. And I'm going to steal everything you own from you. But I won't do it for 2 days. Out of abundance of respect and caution. Just so you know. I'm going to ruin your life, but I will wait 2 days to do it. Do with that as you will. Because I'm a really good person.
Yeah. Do it yourself first.
So you could just burn your house down. Or in 2 days, I will do it. Because I respect you.
So, like, out of respect.
Out of respect.
So... That's my new tagline when I'm like mad at someone. I'm gonna be like, out of respect. Okay, hold on. I need to restart my.
Okay, I'm going to replace the battery in mine too. So,
okay,
let's check to see if we have another sponsor for today. Sponsor. And we're back. Do we have a positive moment yet?
Almost. We have one more story.
Okay.
Well, it'll make the positive moments even better.
That's true.
I really got to drag you down before I push it back up.
Wow. That's a toxic relationship. That is manipulation 101.
There we go. And then I'll just love bomb you with all the positive moments. Okay. I didn't get a chance to report on this last week, but there was a man who disguised himself in a wig and a wheelchair and made his way up to the Mona Lisa and attempted to...
I saw the Mona Lisa, yes, 2 days ago.
I saw that. I was wondering... Okay, wait. Let me do the story and then I want to ask you a question. So yes, he pretended to be disabled. He was in a wheelchair so that... Because they have... like procedures for people that are in wheelchairs, they pull them to the front of the crowd and allow them to get a little closer so that they can see.
Yes.
And so he pretended to be, you know, in a wheelchair, and was hiding a pastry in his belongings. And then when he got close enough, he stood up and smeared the pastry on top of the Mona Lisa. But thankfully, there's obviously large protective glass over the painting, so nothing happened to it. And the Louvre gave a statement saying a visitor simulated a disability in order to use a wheelchair to approach the work, which was installed in a secure display case. They applied their normal procedure for people with reduced mobility, allowing him to admire the major art of work close up. And then, you know, after everything happened, he was arrested and taken to a psychiatric facility. But as he's being taken away, the museum, like the other museum goers, were recording the whole thing. And you can hear him like shouting in French. This is translated. Think about the earth. There are people who are destroying the earth. Think about it. All artists, think about the earth. This is why I did this. Think about the planet. So apparently this was like a climate protest moment.
I just think maybe he should have like thought out a speech a little bit better.
Yeah. If you're going to smear something on the Mona Lisa and you know it's going to be like filmed from thousands of angles.
Yeah, because it's packed in there.
Solid statement ready to go.
Yeah.
You know,
like real no one like just say like hashtag blah or something. So when people go to that hashtag, you have a whole thing written out already.
Right. That like, would have been smart.
Let's think this through. Because clearly you thought through how to get to the Mona Lisa and smear cake on her.
Right. And smear cake on her. It's not funny, but like that was a very funny phrase. You knew how
no
to get close
hurt.
And
it's
smear
fine.
Cake on her. That was good.
You thought about that process. You should have thought about what the actual message is you're trying to get across and how to do it the most effectively. Because you got people's attention. You did the hard part.
Right.
Then he just froze afterwards and just didn't really give us...
He choked.
Okay, you choked.
Not on cake, apparently, but he choked.
Like, he could have, like, anything. Like, he could have said, free Britney, and I would have been like, yeah.
Yes, queen.
Yes. I'm there with you.
Yeah.
But no.
Well,
what was your question? Because I was just
I was going to ask, like, I know you haven't been there before, but like, did you notice that there was like extra security or like measures in place?
No, there were kids. There were still people in that little extra area. There was a mom taking pictures of her kids. I mean, there were security guards around, but I didn't think like anything of it. Like, whoa. I was just like, this is normal. And they were kind of like nonchalant about everything. You can't actually get to the Mona Lisa, so
yeah,
it's not like it's under a bulletproof glass. You're not getting to her. I mean, you could get up and like, if you were fast enough, you could get up and like smack the glass, but then what? You're
What's
gonna
next,
get tackled,
buddy?
And then you're done.
Interesting. All right, well, note to all of our listeners, actually note to not a note to all of our listeners.
Don't do it.
Don't do it.
But if you do it.
But if you are going to do it.
Have a statement ready.
Right. Come on.
Come on. Let's think about this.
Come on. All right.
Come on.
Interesting. All right. You ready for our positive moment?
God, yes.
Here we go. All right. So 29 years ago today, which is the 11th, the first Jurassic Park was released nationwide. So I just thought that was cute. It's not exactly positive, but I just thought it was like very interesting and cute.
You think it's a positive moment because you went and saw Jurassic World Part 2 or whatever today.
I went to support Joy. I'm not very into these movies. And it was very... This is my official review. It was entertaining enough. There were attractive people to look at throughout the movie. They kept the plot going, but it was so gosh darn chaotic.
Oh, I love Jurassic Park movies. I grew up on them.
Mm-hmm.
I saw Chris Pratt's the first Jurassic World one, and immediately was like, this one, this reinvention of it is not for me.
Hmm.
Like, they had the girl running in heels.
In heels.
And she was out running a T-Rex. I was like, not a chance. Leave.
Women can do hard things.
Like,
in heels. Listen. With perfect hair and makeup.
No, no. So they're... It lost me, but the world's lost me. The parks are my favorite.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. I haven't seen the new one, though.
Mm. You're not missing much.
Oh, my God. You're going to get roasted in the comments.
Why? It was... Even Joy, like, Jurassic Park are Joy's favorite series. Like, we were talking earlier, and I was like, what's your favorite movie? And she's like, no, Jurassic Park. And she watched them all week to, like, amp up and get ready for this and, like, for us to go and watch it. And even she, I know, it was so cute. And even she left, and she was like, that was a bit much. She was like, it was okay. It was a bit much. Like,
yeah,
you
sometimes
know.
They feel like to keep people's attention, they have to do bigger and bigger and more and more and more. And sometimes it's just you don't need to. Also,
well,
sometimes
the
movie doesn't need to be made.
They were just trying to wrap everything up because this is supposed to be like the finale. Like, what was I saying? The finale. This was supposed to be the final movie. And so they were just trying to fit every little plot line in there that hadn't been wrapped up in the past five movies. They were trying to wrap it up in this one. And it, you could tell. But, you know, I wasn't bored, so it's fine.
Okay.
All right. A superworm with an appetite for plastic could help us recycle on a mass scale. I know that we've already reported that scientists either developed or discovered a bacteria or like a microorganism that could break down plastics and eat them. Because remember we talked about, we were like, where does the poop go, you know?
Yeah.
But now this is a superworm. So we've gone from a bacteria...
We're creating superworms and monkeypox. We're doing great things here.
So,
and Jurassic World. We're on it.
Mm-hmm. So the scientists running the experiment said, we found the superworms fed a diet of just polystyrene, which is a fancy word for plastic, not only survived, but even had marginal weight gains. This suggests that the worms can derive energy from the plastics, most likely with the help of their gut microbes. So... that's kind of cool.
Wait, we're literally creating superworms and like making them grow. This is not going to end well.
I don't know.
The worst supervillain in the world.
Well, I mean, at least you could outrun it. it's like that question.
Yeah. What if it just rolls though?
The thought of like a mass pile of them just like rolling. I'll just lay down.
So
I'll accept my fate.
Yeah.
Eat me, it's okay. Fine. If that's how I go, that's how I go. All right. A woman in New York lost her dog last Monday, and so she hopped in her car and started, you know, roaming the like driving down the streets trying to look for her dog when she noticed a huge crowd of camera crew like gathered on this one corner of the street. So she just figured because they were all there, she pulled over and asked them if they had seen her dog and described the dog. And that's when they all kind of like whipped around and they were like, oh, let us call her real quick. And she had no idea what was going on. And then about 5 minutes later, this car rolls up and the window rolls down and it's Hillary Swank holding her dog. So $1 million baby, Karate Kid Hillary Swank found this woman's dog and then, you know, gave it back to her, which was, I thought, very cute. And then speaking of New York State Legislature just passed the puppy mill pipeline bill. And so this will end the retail sale of dogs, cats, and rabbits in pet stores across the state, which is
good. Love that.
Really good. Yeah. So for those of you that don't know, puppies that are sold in pet stores often come from commercial like breeding operations that are designed to just pump out as many puppies as they can as quickly as they can. And so a lot of these animals are not kept in like adequate shelter or with adequate food or adequate water, and they have a lot of health problems,
and
they
the
don't
mommies
actually
are just like dying.
Oh,
it's
yeah,
not good.
Yeah, it's horrible. So
yeah,
so they just, you know, passed that bill, and now that won't be legal anymore. So that's
good,
really good. Yeah. All right, and our last positive moment: rats are being trained to be sent into earthquake debris where this sounds like an Onion article. It sounds so made up.
What?
It's not. Rats are being trained to be sent into earthquake debris wearing tiny backpacks so rescue teams can talk to survivors. So far, 7 rats have been trained, taking only 2 weeks to train them fully. And the special backpacks that they wear contain microphones and video gear, as well as location trackers, so that when the rats find the survivors, you know, under all of the rubble, the rescue team can shout out to the survivors and say, you know, hey, we finally have your location. We're coming for you. And then the survivors can talk back to the rescue team.
We have monkeypox, super worms, and super rats.
And super rats. With tiny backpacks.
With tiny backpacks. That might be the cutest thing. Also, there are so many people with a fear of rats. They're trapped, hung under earthquake debris, and a rat just comes and starts talking to them when they're in the middle of this trauma.
I hadn't thought about that.
That is going to be a one for the therapist.
That is going to be one for the therapist. I hadn't thought about that. I was so distracted by their cute little backpacks that they were wearing. I hadn't thought of that.
They're going to be like, oh my God. Yeah. A talking like, rat with a backpack. It's like, hey, dude, don't worry. I found you.
Sup, brother. How you doing?
Help is don't on the way. Me. I'm just chief cheese.
They're like, yeah, you can just leave me. Thanks.
I clearly have already gone to the other side.
Right, exactly. All right, that's it for our news.
Oh, God.
Ready for a game?
I would love a game. That was...
It was a wild ride start to finish.
I know. I haven't had coffee yet today. And I was like...
Super worms, rats.
Jurassic
monkey pox.
World. Monkey pox.
Rebel Wilson's gay.
Britney Spears.
Britney Spears.
That sums up today pretty much.
Yeah.
All right. What's our game?
Our game for today is the voting game. I will not be explaining the rules. It's self-explanatory. Are you ready?
Yes.
Okay. All right. If you had to be stranded on a desert island with one of these people for 2 months before rescue came, who would you choose? Bear Grylls, Dwight Schrute, or Leo DiCaprio's character from The Revenant?
I don't know that movie.
That's the one where he was mauled. It's like a... Oh, I don't want to sound stupid. I feel like it's based off of a true story where this like hunter or trapper was mauled by a bear and should have died, but he ended up like trekking through this like snow for days on end and slept in like a moose carcass and like, I don't know. He should have died, but he didn't. And he's like it's like the ultimate survivor movie.
Oh, well, I would shoot Bear Grylls because I've seen that guy eat a fish live.
I've heard that whole show is fake.
So what I've heard is he does those things. He gets into the freezing water and then like gets out and does push-ups and shows you how to warm up. He does go to like a hotel or a cabin or has an actual tent at the end of the night when the cameras turn off. But that dude still ate a fish live. That dude did still went into that freezing water and then warmed up. That dude did still create fire from nothing. So like he knows how to survive. Doesn't mean he's got to do it. And that's my take on it. That's why I'm like,
okay,
he shows us how to do all these things. Why does he have to put himself through torture when the cameras are still off?
Okay. So it's more like he would be entertaining and he knows survival tactics.
Yeah.
Okay. I could get down with that.
Yeah.
I'm like, I Googled is The Revenant based off of a true story. And it said it's based off of a highly recognized figure in American history, but that he often exaggerated his stories. So I'm going to say it's not based off of a true story, yeah, but
I wasn't going to go with him.
If I could have that character, I think I would choose him. He just was a BA in that movie.
All right.
Who would your one phone call be to if you got arrested?
Oh.
Joe Rogan.
What?
Simon Cowell or Kanye?
Ugh. Ew. Yeah.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
You Simon have to choose. Cowell.
Yeah.
He's got people. He's organized. He's got things together.
Yeah. Who would win a hot dog eating contest? Dwayne The Rock Johnson, Jason Momoa, or Arnold Schwarzenegger?
I'm going to say Jason Momoa.
I was going to go with Dwayne. That dude.
Dude,
have you watched his eating videos?
He eats a poop ton.
Yeah.
You're right. It might be him. But it'd have to be his cheat day.
It would have to be his cheat day,
yes. It would have to be his cheat day.
Mm-hmm. Who do you think would most likely perish first in a horror movie? Abby Lee Miller.
Yes.
Phoebe from Friends.
No.
Or Miranda Sings.
No, see, Miranda Sings would just go find a cave to hide in. And it would be so... It's Abby Lee Miller. Abby Lee Miller all the
okay.
way.
Okay. All right. I could get down with that. Yep. Who will be the next person to run for president when old enough? Kylie Jenner's daughter, Stormy. Chrissy Teigen and John Legend's daughter, Luna.
JoJo Siwa.
Or Beyonce and Jay... or it's not an option. Or Beyonce and Jay-Z's daughter, Blue Ivy.
Not Blue Ivy.
Oh, that was my first vote.
No, they live a very, like, out of the spotlight. As like, from all of, like, what was it? It was Kylie's and then who else's kid?
Chrissy Teigen and John Legend's daughter, Luna.
No.
She's a little sassy. I love
it.
She is sassy, like,
but I would say Stormy.
Okay, I'm sticking with Blue Ivy. They have connections.
They have connections. She doesn't need to be president.
That's V true.
Like, she does not need to do it. The Jenner's always trying to look for the next thing. Always.
That's Chris's new plan. Yes. He's running for president.
Yeah, they're going to be like, how do we control more? Beyonce and Jay-Z's kid, they already secretly own the world. They don't need to publicly own less of it.
She's vibing.
Yeah.
Right.
No, she's chill. She's a begillionaire. Both her parents are billionaires on their own. She's set.
So is Stormy, right?
Only her mom.
Isn't Kylie Jenner like one of the most...
Yeah, only her mom is a billionaire. So...
Wow.
Embarrassing.
Travis better.
Lower class.
Travis better step it up. He's like a multimillionaire. Okay, who most likely pees in pools?
Me.
Liza Koshy? Oh, same. Charli D'Amelio or Emma Chamberlain?
Emma Chamberlain.
Yeah.
Not even a question.
No. If you had to be the godparent to one of these celebrities' children, who would it be? And, like, I'm not saying they have children, if they did have children. Lady Gaga, Ariana Grande, or Oprah?
Lady Gaga, because Abby really wants to meet her.
Okay. I'm going to go with Oprah because I really want to be on her good side.
I mean, Ariana Grande's kid, I like her family, so I'd be okay with being a part of that family forever.
Aw.
But Abby would kill me if I didn't say Gaga, so Gaga.
Yeah. All right. We're taking this very seriously.
I am.
All right. Last one. Whose Google search history would you like to see the most? Britney Spears, Donald Trump, or Kris Jenner?
Britney Spears. Kris Jenner is just...
What was Kris Jenner?
No, she's just looking up already, like, everyone's names. She's just looking at people's names. Trump is... I don't even know. Mm. He's like, is it legal to blank?
What does president do?
How president again? But... Britney Spears, I want to know what she's wondering about, because she's typing in genuine. She's trying to figure it out.
Oh, that she would be typing like really cute things into Google.
She'd be like puppies and kitties,
pictures of cute kittens,
sundresses.
Watch, in reality, she's like the astrophysics of the super nebula.
Plot twist.
Yeah. All right. Do we have time for a question?
Nah, we've reached the end.
We've reached the end.
Thank you, everyone who listens and watches. We appreciate it. I'm going to go take a shower and drink a cappuccino and eat a croissant because I'm in Paris. I'm stretchy.
You're in Paris. Oh, my gosh. I can't believe you're halfway through your trip, right?
Almost halfway.
Yeah.
We go to Portugal on Thursday, and then I'm there for 2 weeks.
Portugal, that's like next on my travel bucket list.
Everyone is obsessed with it. Anyone I've mentioned, like, oh, I'm going to Portugal, they're like, that's the best place I've ever been, or I've been dying to go there. So
yeah,
it's never like, oh yeah, I've been there, it's pretty cool. It's always like this extreme reaction of like, ah! Like, okay, relax.
I'm so excited to watch this footage and see the pictures.
All right, but that's it for today. Thank you to our sponsors. Thank you everyone for listening. Thank you, Emily, for giving us our news and our positive moments and a game of voting that you did not name or describe. Do you have anything else to say?
I think that's
it. All right. Oh, my camera just went off. So that's it. I love you guys. Bye.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to this week's episode of All Things Internet. Please make sure to like and follow our podcast on whichever platform you're currently listening to it on. And make sure to follow us at PodcastATI on Twitter, where you can ask questions and get the latest updates on our show. We love you. Thanks for listening. I'm Rachel Ballinger, and this has been All Things Internet.
Anna Sheridan, New York Times bestselling author of supernatural horror. Missing for nearly 6 months now.
That's not possible. Is the compass broken? Or did I turn to the side?
Given the circumstances of her disappearance, someone with a more vivid imagination might decide she'd pierced the veil, so to speak.
Weak radio signal. 700 meters. Closing fast.
There's no place for ghost stories and close encounters in this investigation, or any other.
I need you to find me.
To save yourself.
Of course.
What else would it be?
The Sheridan Tapes, a serialized horror mystery podcast. Stream the complete series today on Realm and on all podcasting platforms.